Lesson 87. Overeat. Oversleep. Overwork. Overcook. Undercook. Overpay. Underpay. What does it sometimes mean when we put the word over before a verb?
When we put the word over before a verb, it sometimes means to do something excessively.
Give me some examples, please.
Oversleep, overeat, etc.
What might happen if we overate?
If we overate, we might get stomachache.
Have you ever been late for work or school because you've overslept?
Yes, I've been late for work or school because I've overslept.
Are nurses and doctors in busy hospitals often overworked?
Yes. Nurses and doctors in busy hospitals are often overworked.
What are the contraries of overcook and overpay?
The contraries of overcook and overpay are undercook and underpay.
What do we mean when we say that somebody is underpaid for the work they do?
When we say that somebody is underpaid for the work they do, we mean they are not paid enough for the work they do.
Charge. Serious. Commit. Battery. Service. What happens to people who are charged by the police with committing serious crimes?
People who are charged by the police with committing serious crimes are first taken to court, and then, if they are found guilty, they are sent to prison.
How would you feel if you were told to charge the enemy in a battle?
If I were told to charge the enemy in a battle, I'd probably feel very afraid.
If you had to be in charge of a big business, what kind of business would you choose?
If I had to be in charge of a big business, I'd choose an entertainment business.
If you were seriously overcharged in a restaurant, would you ask to speak to the manager?
Yes. If I was seriously overcharged in a restaurant, I'd ask to speak to the manager.
Have you ever refused to pay the service charge in a restaurant?
Yes, I've refused to pay the service charge in a restaurant.
What's another use of the word charge?
Another use of the word charge is in charging a battery, for example, in a mobile phone.
How often do you have to recharge your mobile?
I have to recharge my mobile every 2 days.
Clear. As regards, was the sky clear yesterday?
Yes, the sky was clear yesterday.
Can you make yourself clearly understood when you speak English in everyday situations?
Yes, I can make myself clearly understood when I speak English in everyday situations.
At what time of the day are the streets usually at their clearest as regards traffic?
The streets are usually at their clearest as regards traffic, very early in the morning.
Who clears the tables in a restaurant?
The waiters and waitresses clear the tables in a restaurant.
Guest. Host. Hostess. Invite. If you invited me to your house, would you be my guest or my host?
If I invited you to my house, I'd be your host.
If you could play host to three famous guests, which three famous people would you choose?
If I could play host to three famous guests, I'd choose Mahatma Gandhi, Albert Einstein, and Marilyn Monroe.
Ridden. What are the three forms of ride?
The three forms of ride are ride, rode, ridden.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yes, I've ridden a horse.
Have you ever ridden a bicycle at night without lights?
No, I've never ridden a bicycle at night without lights.
Severe. If you were a judge, on what kind of criminals would you be most severe?
If I were a judge, the kind of criminals I'd be most severe on would be murderers.
Do you get very severe winters in your country?
Yes, we get very severe winters in my country.
Blow. What do people say they see when they receive a blow on the head?
People say they see stars when they receive a blow on the head.
Respect. What kind of people do you respect most?
The kind of people I respect most are doctors and scientists.
Company. Employ. Employer. Employee. If you had your own company, would you employ someone simply because they were a friend?
Yes. If I had my own company, I'd employ someone simply because they were a friend.
What do we employ to cut bread?
We employ a knife to cut bread.
What do we call a person who employs somebody to work for them?
We call a person who employs somebody to work for them an employer.
And what do we call the person who works for them?
We call the person who works for them an employee.
Machine. Accidentally. Are there a lot of machines in a factory?
Yes, there are a lot of machines in a factory.
What do we use a cash machine for?
We use a cash machine for taking money out of the bank quickly and easily.
What could happen if you accidentally put a red sock in a washing machine with white clothes?
If I accidentally put a red sock in a washing machine with white clothes, I could get pink clothes.
Flown. What are the three forms of fly?
The three forms of fly are fly, flew, flown.
Have you ever flown in a plane?
Yes, I've flown in a plane.
Draw. Drawing. Curtain. Are you good at drawing pictures?
No, I'm not good at drawing pictures.
What do we mean by a rough drawing?
By a rough drawing, we mean a very simple drawing.
What's the easiest way to draw out cash?
The easiest way to draw out cash is to use a bank card in a cash machine.
What does to draw the curtains mean?
To draw the curtains means to pull them open or closed.